people at a minik to adorn his sukkah with pictures of Gedolei Yisrael. And someone who came, Reb Shlomo had a lot of people that were unaffiliated or just beginning to get affiliated. Someone came and asked Reb Shlomo, what are these pictures on your walls here? Reb Shlomo said, this is an extinct creature that used to walk the face of the earth. They're called people, menschen. He said, this is a mole, there was a mensch that walked the world. That's the way Reb Shlomo described Gedolim, where they were menschen. Something like that. I don't know the exact nusach. So I'm going to introduce you to something that's not around very much. We have my shver is here with us. This is Amol, but it was what was once something called the Balabas. Once there was something called the Balabas. Ayit, and we learn about it a lot in the Piyasetzna, that, you know, what does it mean, you know, people have, like, what's considered to be a standard? If you get to speak to my shver a little bit to understand what it means, person that is Mefarnes's family through whatever happens to be his geschäft, but is kolkuloi Torah, is a minam, is gaber in Torah, in machshava, in chumish, in Rambam, in Shas, in every mektzoya, and he's a person that since he was young was always working, but that's not a stira b'chlal, not a stira. It's a lost art. It's an extinct perhaps. Or it's definitely fading. It's endangered species, but it's something that should become our expectation. If a person feels like he wants the bechlal have go out to work, you have to understand what does that mean. It doesn't mean all of a sudden, okay, I'm finished with my steiging, I'm finished with my learning. Person can learn and be mamish, be shoylet on shas. He can be a person that is holding in everywhere in shas, in some level. My eldest Zayda was Rosh Shiva. He was Rosh Shiva in Yeshiva Yitzchok Elchanan in YU. And he was a Yid that knew Ktzois Nesivas Baal Peh, and he was a Tanach Chacham, you know, and he wrote Svarim. Anyway, his son-in-law, who the Yeshiva is named after, Baron Dov Rosenbaum, was my grandfather. So when he got engaged, my eldest Zayda told him, he says, I want you to be a Balabas. I don't want you to be a Rosh Shiva. He was a very serious learner. So he said, the yeshiva, the world's gonna produce Rosh Yeshivas. Of a real Erlich Balabatim, that we're running out of. And my Zayda was unbelievable. The yeshiva was named after him because of the greatness of who he was. By his Levaya, there was thousands of people there. He was a Yid that woke up 4 o'clock every morning and he was finished. He did Daf Yomi 5 or 6 times a day, and he did Perek Rambam every day, and he knew Chumash with the Unkelus Baal Peh. When I used to be at his house on Shabbos, we would do Shnai Mikra together, so he would be, you know, sitting there, and he'd get a little tired, so he would do it, and Baal Peh, he would correct us in Unkelus. And he used to say, he has a Shvacha Zikaron, he had a Shvacha memory, and he said, if you remember anything, it's from my wife's side, not from my, because my Elta Zayda, who was blind, so he knew Hoshanas Baal Peh. You know, Hoshana, Lemancha, he knew all Hoshanas. He knew, how often do you say Hoshanas that you should know Baal Peh? He knew, his memory was phenomenal. But these are people that they put in serious time, even though it wasn't, you know, my Zedo had a factory, he worked his entire life, but that didn't change the priorities. Kitzer, my point is that really, I think that technically we just sat here and just looked at my shver, then that would be enough to have an entire shir. But we can't do that. We get uncomfortable. So instead we're going to say some Torah. But Lamaisa, the Olam has an opportunity to see, this should be our expectation. The expectation of if I'm going to ever leave the Kosei Beis Medrash and go out to work, what does that mean? Does that mean all of a sudden I drop my white shirt and I drop any expectation or darga or there's such a thing that exists. It's an endangered species, but it exists, such a thing as a ben Torah who's also a person who is going out to work, and he's shakua in Torah, shakua in avoida. So the Shvei will be here still for a little while. Hopefully you'll get a chance, an opportunity to speak to him a little bit. Let's get back to the sugya. So we're here, we're discussing Rabba and Rava. The Gemara is searching for trying to get clarity. Rabba, Rava, So we got one degree of clarity already. We managed to figure out Rabba Islay de Rava. Rabba holds the Fishayin Bikin Lishma. Rava holds the Fishayin Eidim Mitzuyim Lakaimoy. But Rabba also holds in some level of Lefisha'ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lakaimoy. Vifol, we said, is different. Three Mahalchim last time. But somewhat, Rabba also holds of this idea of Lefisha'ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lakaimoy. Okay, but we're still, Gemara is still moving on to try to have certain questions on each of these mandarim. We're on the bottom of Daftal and Amid Beis. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, maybe get me Medina Sayyom, Veni Yoch Aloyim, Rafonai Nechta, Rafonai Nechta. A person brings a get from Medina Sayyom and he can't say Rafonai Nechta, Rafonai Nechta. Im Yesh, Alav Edim Yiskayim Bechoy Samav. If there's Edim, then you're Mekayim Echasimus. It sounds like the Gemara is saying that if you can't say Rafonai Nechta, Rafonai Nechta, what's a good substitute for Rafonai Nechta, Rafonai Nechta? Now the Gemara is eventually going to ask a question on Rabba from that, because Rabba says the reason why you're saying Fanechtam, Fanechtam is because of what? Lishma. How does Kiyam help for Lishma? That's basically, in a nutshell, the Gemara's question. Gemara doesn't ask that yet. First, the Gemara says, Vahavinon bo. My Eini Yochol. And the Gemara tries to ask. The Gemara is trying to probe. What does Eini Yochol mean? What do you mean he can't say Fanechtam, Fanechtam? Why can't he say Fanechtam, Fanechtam? My, what does it mean? So the Gemara already seems to have a Mishnah that's going to be a problem with Rabba, but the Gemara is trying to figure out what is the details of the Mishnah. What exactly does Mishnah mean? Va'avinan ba. Ma'ayani yachol oimar. Ilema cheresh. If it means that he's a cheresh. A cheresh can't say b'fanach l'fanach tam. Why can't a cheresh say b'fanach l'fanach tam? Can't speak. He has no das, right? He technically can say words, but it's not going to mean anything to us. Cheresh bari suya gito v'atnan akok shem lavi yisaget chutz mi'cheresh oitev akotin, says the Gemara. You don't only have a problem that he can't say b'fanay nechta b'fanay nechtam. If he's a cheresh, then what? Can't even bring the get, says the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Yosef
we could solve that problem because he's half cheresh, half not cheresh.
When he gave the get, he was still pikeach, but now he can't say vanachtav anymore because now he's a cheresh. So we spoke about, can you say vanachtav afterwards? How much afterwards? Took the dima, the rabbi chana. We did all that yesterday.
Our kopanim says the Gemara l'rava nicha l'rabba kasha.
This is shvei on rabba. Why is it shvei on rabba? What's the kasha on rabba? If you hold to the Shema, then how is the Sky Mechosam is a good substitute? Ask the Tosfos on Rosh Hakasha. And the Tosfos Rosh tells us a klal. He says, whenever the Gemara brings Vahavinon Va, whenever the Gemara brings such a language, the Gemara is usually coming to say that we need this in order to do the next step. In other words, we need to clarify the details of the Mishnah in order to be able to ask our Kasha. Without that, what are you doing? Just bring me this Mishnah and ask the question.
V'avinon ba, says the Tosfos HaRosh, b'chol duchta, dikamer v'avinon ba, haini mishum te'enu yochol lahakshos ad sheyefarish ha-Mishnah.
Which means we couldn't ask the Kasha until we refarish the Mishnah or Abraisa. Sometimes we ask for Mishnah, sometimes for Abraisas. So over here, it seems, says the Tosfos HaRosh, we need the clarification in order to frag the Kasha on Rabba. Ask Tosfos HaRosh, what are you here for? The Mishnah says, if you don't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, you could do kiyum chasimos as a substitute. I don't care why you don't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. The point is, it's a substitute. That's a kasha on Rabba. So what do we need to clarify the details for? What? So then the Gemara will do that in the answer. Ask your Kasha, and then say, well, what is, you wish the Rabbi Nichol have Kasha, Mayim Yachol Oimer, Ilei, and the Gemara should do the whole thing afterwards. It's part of the answer. He says a cloud. Never bring Vavinam Ba unless it's necessary for the Kasha. Why is it necessary for the Kasha? That's what he says. Tosfos HaRosh's cloud. Is it clear the question, Tosfos HaRosh? So now, there's numerous answers to this question. One answer is the answer of the Rajba. I'm going to do the second answer of the Rajba, which is the one he likes better, and it's more, it's cleaner, but a little bit boggles the mind to me. Says the Rajba, yeah, because if we don't have a good pshat in this Mishnah, then Rabbi's going to tell you, don't ask me questions from over here. This is called a Shabeshta. A Shabeshta is
that sometimes things leaked in that were written somehow wrong, some mistake. There was a mistake here. That did happen. You remember that all this was being transmitted orally. Sometimes you have something which is called broken telephone. It could happen. Sometimes things get in wrong. It's called a shabeshta. And a shabeshta is, it's a mistake. So when we want to ask a kasha from someone, and an amira from something that the Tanoim wrote, so sometimes the amira will say, look, there's plenty of other problems with this statement. Clearly this is a shabeshta. Shelve it. Just shelve it. It's a shabeshta. Don't ask me this thing anyway. It's not accurate.
So they did this to Rav Avinu Amar?
So in order to avoid Shabeshta, you have to explain to me, tell me what's going on in this Mishnah. What do you mean, Eini Yachal Loimar? And then you could say, Yiskai Mechoy Samaz. What does the Mishnah mean? It means Cheresh. Cheresh can't bring a get. So what does that Gemara mean to say? And if Cheresh can't bring a get, then what is this Mishnah? Shabeshta. Anyway, it's a Shabeshta. Shelve it. Therefore, the Gemara says, no, it's not a Shabeshta. This Mishnah can make sense. How does it make sense? Because it's a Cheresh that it was a Bikeach, Menescharish, halfway through, and therefore it's a fine Mishnah according to Rava. You got a problem, Rabba. This is your problem, not a problem with the Mishnah. That's the one pshat of the Rashba, which to me is a Pele. Maybe my Shver will tell me if he has other places. I spoke to Rabbi Kamenetsky about it. That the Gemara is going to call a Mishnah a Shabeshta?
That was a Brisa.
A Braisa we could call a Shabeshta. So it says, it's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah. So Tezer Rush says, we bring Bavinambas on Mishnahs and on Braisas. If it was a Braisa, I could hear you call Braisa Shabeshtas. Because Braisas never really made it into the circuit. There's a circuit. Who is the one who decided what gets into the Mishnah? Who? Rebbe. So if it got through Rebbe's critical eye, then I'm going to assume that it's not
Shabeshta. It doesn't make sense.
Shibush means that there's something wrong with it. It's wrong. I don't know the exact translation.
No
Shibush,
so
inaccurate.
So there's no possible answer. So what's wrong with that being in the Mishnah? Maybe it's just stating something.
No, it doesn't mean it means that there's something wrong with it. It's inaccurate. It's a mistake.
It's a mistake?
A mistake. It's inaccurate. How do you ever... You ever
and it's not possible to answer?
What? I never saw such a thing as a Mishnah being a Shibush.
Is it possible?
I don't know. To me, it's a very big Kiddush. I don't know. Maybe there is. I haven't seen all of it.
What's Shibush? You can't answer? You're not able to answer?
Shibush means, listen, this thing is wrong, so don't bother me.
Are you not able to figure it out?
Nope.
So that's why I keep... Also,
you should ask questions for Shibush. Broken telephone.
Really, you should have asked the question... And then said that, then maybe have the
Havamina
that's a Shibush.
No, that's every Vahavina coming to address. You're going to try to figure, you want to know what's on this Mishnah because you think it's a Shabeshta, I'll explain it to you. And the Gemara just plays it out.
Maybe
but the fact is, Avinava is okay, according to the second Pshat, the Rajba, okay, he says that there's such a thing as a Shabeshta on a Mishnah. We have to remember this Rajba and Daf Heim and Aleph says that you can make a Mishnah Shabeshta.
We have
yes.
A
Chesure Mechzura is not a Shabeshta.
But okay, so this is Chesure
Mechzura? No, that's something else. Rav Huttner has a whole shtickle Torah about Chesure Mechzura is this intentional. Why? Why would someone intentionally make a Chesure Mechzura in the Mishnah?
To figure it out.
Why?
To confuse us.
To make it hard. Mishnahs are supposed to be hard, but they're not supposed to be wrong. Shabeshta is not hard. Shabeshta is wrong. Shabeshta is inaccurate. Chesure Mechzura is something else. The Mishnah intentionally says of what makes Chesure Mechzura because it's Talmud Mibulbal. It's come to confuse you, but not to be wrong.
Maybe it's that difficult that Imamish would think that it's possible.
He's saying more than that. Yeah, but if you're saying Shabeshta means I don't have to answer this Mishnah. Chesure Mechzura, we have to figure it out.
So they're showing you that it's not a Shabeshta. Maybe you would think it's so difficult.
Can you ever think that a Mishnah is a Shabeshta? That's a Chiddush.
Right, yeah, so?
So I never saw that before. I never saw anyone entertain the Mishnah as a Shabeshta. Obviously, the Rashba tells us you can think of Mishnah as a Shabeshta. The Rashba knows more Mishnais than me. But I just haven't seen it before. I wonder if it's ever anywhere in Mefurish or this is the Chiddush of the Rashba. I'll cop on and the Rashba says another teretz. Says the Rashba. The Rashba says, what we're really coming to answer over here is, why is this a question only on Rabba? You ask a question on Rabba, you could really ask a question on Rava from this Mishnah. Not necessarily to take it to the step that the Rajva said otherwise, that it's a Shabeshta, but Stavazoy, we're attacking Rava. Rava should turn and say, and Rava, why couldn't you use the Mishnah make sense? What's the problem?
The Mishnah is itself.
What's the problem? It's very fine. If a person doesn't say, explains the Rajva, yeah. But according to the to Rabbi, there's no chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? You can be miskayim mechaysamav. No, die. You can be chay. What's the whole reason for the takana? According to Rava,
able to do it
because there's no edim to miskayim. Well, I brought edim, so of course it's good. You want me to say fanenachdam because you don't think there are edim? Well, guess what? I have edim here. Everything, of course, is good. There's a chiddush in this mishnah.
Oh,
a mishnah
says,
has to have a chiddush. What's the chiddush of the mishnah?
It says if you bring it. It says if you bring it.
Of course, if you bring it's good.
So if you don't bring it, you're able to do it without it.
The reason why
we made
the
khanas
is because we're not going to
have anything to give it. Because
we're not going to have anything to give it. If you bring it, then it's good. That's so, it's just an add-on. It's not a khanas, it's just an add-on.
If you don't bring it, it's not good.
That's what it says?
No, it doesn't say that, but that's what assuming. That's assuming.
Well, I assume it.
No, in Yeshua, the enemy is sky and mechay samav. If not, then you got a problem. That's the halacha. What? No, but over here, we need the enemy to the kaimah. It's shash of rubber. Rubber's making it shash. You can't use the enemy, even the enemy to the
kaimah.
No.
No, could you have to say
yes.
Maybe the chiddush
is that.
You
get there, get there. Good. Good. Good.
Why is it like
rubber? Good. What?
It's a riot like rubber.
What do you mean? It's kashan rubber.
How
does the Mishnah say
Zandish?
You
ask the Mishnah
to
say
what? Right. Right. Yeah, so that's the kash on Rabbi Lazar. That was the kash we asked Tez Yomtev. You need Adam, because Pinchas says you need Adam, because he's coming with you to him. Why not? Okay, so we're going to say that. So the Raj was a Chiddush Rabbeinu L'Chayra, because we all said this is Ezra and Moshe both in the to over here. Is there's a concept of that there's that once the Chacham were Koyveya, something should happen. Once you're Mishane Mimatbeya Shetavu Chachamim Begitin, what's the din? You're like, Lad Mamza, hold on, don't say anything yet. Wait, hold off, folks. Hold the reins. In other words, as follows. The Chacham said, I may be given to the Tzarech Shiyoymar, Befanenechtam. This person doesn't say it. Maybe he can't say it. But Lamay said, the Chacham said, you have to say it. He says, I did one better. What do you mean I didn't say it? I brought Adam over here. Adam are for sure better than a Shliach. So what Moshe and Ezra are suggesting, yeah, but Lemaisa, there's a klal.
It's a case of where you can't say it, though.
In
economics, it's possible. But it's a case of where you can't say it. In a case of where you can't say it.
So you have to know if Meshameh Be'ech Shalom Gittin is only because I'm intentionally being Meshameh, or because Lemaisa, you're not doing what the Chum said. Chum said do it, you got to do it. You didn't do it, you didn't do it. I don't care if your intention is, that was a tool was Mechavim to this morning also. Maybe it's like Oysasur, which is only if I intentionally go against. But if here's any Yachov, what's willst du von him? Ken Zayn, maybe that'll be a shot. But we said something else. Yeah.
Maybe this case is not a Chirish, maybe it's not going to be a good get at all. You can't be Skyim. But since it's a case of Chirish and it's not Shikha, maybe that's why it's not Shatav Chaman, but if you change it, maybe it's an employer because it's a Lashkika, they don't cause it very often. Maybe it's different, but...
Oh, so you have to know how to deal with Milsa's Lo Shchicha, but we don't know yet that it's Kecherish and Eschharish. We don't know that yet. The Gemara right now just thinks it's just Eni Yachal Loimar. What's Eni Yachal Loimar? Maybe it's not Pekech and Eschharish. We don't know that yet. That's what the Gemara ends up saying afterwards. But the Gemara doesn't know that yet. So we still think this is the Gzer of the Kachan, the Kadosh Chacham. It's there, it's Kadosh Chacham. So then how could he avoid saying Farnach to Farnach? He didn't say it. You're saying it's good, but it's only the Maskana. We don't have that yet. Okay, God. So Rabbi said, if you remember, we said back then, Ezra was on top of his game. We said back then, a machlokes. What does mishana mi matbea shetavu chacham begitin mean? Does it mean go against the letter of the law,
or literally, or just the logic,
or go against the spirit of the law? Why did the chacham make the takana? You should say b'fanei nechtam.
Or to get
kiyum
done.
I did the kiyum. What do you want from me? So they told me to say b'fanei nechtam, and I didn't. But I did the kiyum. It's everything's good. Or the void is, yeah, but Lamaisa, they said, say b'fanei nechtam. We said in Afkamina, remember where the machlekes was? If a shliach comes in, and instead of saying the words of b'fanei nechtam, he says, Yodati.
Yodati.
Right? Not Yadina. Yadina is two shluchim. It's Tosfos. Rashi says Yadati. Machlokes Rashi and Rajba. Back and over there is a problem about Besh Tavachal Megitin. Says the Rajba, Mali Yodati, or Mali. Says the Rajba, Ptuli. Mali Yodati, Mali Befonai. That's Rashi. That's Rashi's lesson. Mali Yodati, Mali Befonai. What do you mean? It's Meshana. Besh Tavachal. Chom says say Befonai. But what difference does it make? You only told me to say it because of Kiyum. I said your dati. I did the Kiyum. Who cares? Yeah, but we did even better than that. If anything, did better, what? Two ate him.
You're not doing anything.
You're right, but so it's even better.
But why?
Let's look at why. Why? I said I did it. No. Okay. I hear. Again, is it that I listen to the spirit of the law or the letter of the law? The Chacham want a kiyum. Did I get a kiyum here?
Yeah,
I got a super duper kim. I got a kim of 2-8-im. It's not just a shlech. I got a kim of 2-8-im. It's better than what the Chacham wanted. No, that is what they wanted. It's not exactly what they said, but it's what they wanted. They wanted to make sure that the Baal can't come and say that it's mezuyif. Can the Baal come and say it's mezuyif anymore? Kim is a full-fledged kim. So if you're looking at the spirit of the law, what did the Chacham want? I accomplished what they wanted. They wanted a kim. They said Erechot could be a kim. I bought 2-8-im as a kim. I got a full-fledged kim. You got nothing to worry about.
So,
what? No, they had some water kiyum, but Mishumiguna, Kilaber Abadim, they allowed you to do Befanach Lefanenechtam. But it's not they wanted Dafka Befanach Lefanenechtam. They just, they don't want to make you bring 2 Einim, but I got 2 Einim, so what do you want from my life? So that's cool, I went against the Chachamim. So if you say the Chacham said there's a letter of the law, the Chacham said this is the Nusach you should use, and Achanami, that might depend on the Machlokas Rabbah and Rava, we said back then, that might depend on the Machlokas Rajba and Rashi, Akoponim. That's the second answer that the Rajba says over here. You're helping her, right? Because I have Aiden helping her instead. So therefore, so at the moment he didn't say what the chiddush is. So therefore, the Rajah says there's no chiddush here because I brought the kiyum in front of us. There's nothing that she's not missing anything. I didn't say fanach lefanach them. Who cares? I brought a kiyum. So what's the chiddush? Says the Rajah, but now that we said that the case is pikeach v'nischaresh. Now that the case is pikeach v'nischaresh, now already there's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Says the Rashba. Even according to Rava, there's a chiddush. Because I might have thought, says the Rashba, I might have thought that, listen, over here, you wanted to say kiyum. You wanted to say fanachtam. You tried to say fanachtam. You did everything you're supposed to do. If you can't do it anymore, okay, so We'll give a pass on Befanenechtam. We won't require you to say it. Listen, you gave it to a person that could say it. Everything was done properly. Last minute, it didn't work out. We'll give a pass. That's a chiddush, says the Rashba. The chiddush is that over here we're going to require at least you to do Kim Chsivas. I would have thought, just let it go. Anyway, we're not. What is this? The chash? Maybe the Baal is going to come. So we're not.
It's a Kim.
What?
That's
it. Yeah, right. That's the Kamash Malon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah.
Why? It's a person needs to keep on again.
No, but maybe get Beretz Yisrael.
So if I'm
maybe get Beretz Yisrael. What's the din?
We don't.
So he's not even getting into Kiyum.
But
so over here, we wanted you. It's a Chash. We worried about it's going to come Bimara. But over here, you did everything right.
It's not going to taste his land.
No. It's a chashash. The Baal's going to be ma'ar. There's no chashash be'etzem. But the Baal's not ma'ar. If the Baal's ma'ar, maybe it'll be more than Laz. Maybe not.
How do you know
he was going to say
it before? Yeah.
That's a good kasha, but hold that. That's a good kasha. What? Toivy? What do you say?
How come? How do we know that the guy was going to say before he became
a we're assuming. He had the option of saying Fanach Lefanach. I'm saying maybe this
target.
Yeah, I'm saying here. I hear. The Raj was saying we're assuming that it was possible. I hear. Yeah.
You wouldn't go all that way without knowing that
you. Yeah. Fine. So Rabbi, the Tosis HaRosh says, kind of addresses the question of the Rajba as far as what's the Chiddush of Rava, and he says a different answer. The Tosis HaRosh says, I would have thought something totally different, he says. So So the Rosh says, I would have thought, what happens in a case when a person is a cheresh through and through? You can't have that. Why? But what happens if someone sees that you allow a pikeach v'nescharesh to give a get? I might think that you also allow a cheresh meikar to give a get. So I would think that there's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Maybe pikeach v'nescharesh should be pasul. Not because you don't have the kiyum of funanachtam, because of gzeira, maybe atu of that someone was a chiddush the whole way through. That's what the Tosafot Rashi says. There's a chiddush. B'chiddush kamash malan deloy gazrinam pikeach v'nescharesh atu chiddush meikaroi. A whole different pshat, like totally from the side, from left field. What? That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us.
When it's in a yachol, before we know
it's a kosher. Now, you're saying that maybe the Mishnah of Kol Ksherim should tell you that Pekech Meneskarish is also going to be kosher. I hear. Maybe, but we puzzle. We make a puzzle as Cherish. We make a puzzle as Cherish. Okay, it's a good question. Say Chabur on Monday. Okay, Rabbi Sai, who's saying Chabur Monday? Yeah, you are. She was saying Chabur Monday. Okay, Rabbi Sai, Kikras. We have two Pshatim, Tosa Rosh and the Rajba of what the Chiddush is according to Rava. Is the Chiddush according to Rava? I would think that we just forget the whole Kiyam. Kiyam anyway, it's not such a big deal. Eilechad is Neman. It's not such a big deal, Kiyam. Or no, the Chiddush is, I would think that it will be possible. Forget about the Kiyam. It's going to be possible because if he didn't Chiddush, it's going to be possible. Yep. That's the Tosa Rosh. You're going to have to figure that out. Says that now, so that's the Rajba's answers, Rabbi Sai. Tosafot HaRosh brings a different answer. What's the answer of the Tosafot HaRosh? Why do we say Vahavinon Ba? Oh, and he says a absolutely stunning shot. Says the Tosafot HaRosh that if it wasn't for this Rav Yosef, Rabba would have a good shot in the Mishnah. We can only ask the Kasha because without the Vahavinamba of Rabbi Yosef, Rabba has a legitimate pshat in the Mishnah. This is different than the Rajba. The Rajba says, because Rabba thought, anyway, throughout the Mishnah, it's Shabeshta. Or, why are you asking on me? Ask on Rava. It's only the Kasha, it's Kasha Rava too. Now, Tosafot HaRosh comes with a whole new Mahalach. That if it wasn't for the Vahavinamba, we would have a Kasha, then Rabba himself would be able to say pshat in the Mishnah. What would be pshat in the Mishnah according to Rabba?
Elaim.
Now, Elaim is different than a Cheresh. Can an Elaim talk?
No.
Cheresh also can talk. What's the difference between an Elaim and a Cheresh? Elaim has Das. Cheresh doesn't have Das. So Elaim's got a problem, he can't talk. Okay. But he could still deal with the situation. What would an Elaim do? Maybe get Medina Sayyam and he's an Elaim. What would an Elaim do? Says to Zosh, he'll write it. So maybe get Medina Sayyam, but any Yachalam, Befanech, Befanech, Nechtam. That's okay. He'll write Befanech, Nechtam, Befanech, Nechtam. So then, why does it say in the Mishnah Yiskayim Lechoy Samais?
Says the
Tosafot HaRosh, when a person is saying Lefanech Lefanech Nechtam, what is he addressing according to Rabba? Lishma, and also right now we're holding Rabba Sleider Rava, also Kiyum. Rabba Sleider Rava is addressing two things. Says the Tosafot HaRosh, Klape the Lishma, the Elam could be made Bechsav. That works. Klape the kiyum, it won't work. So what should an Elaim do if he comes and he can't say funny after funny nechtam? Write the lishma, bring everyone the kiyum, and that's what the Mishnah means.
How does it work if you say that? You say the any yochol.
You can't say funny after funny nechtam. So he writes it. Any yochol loymar before the funny nechtam. I can't hear it.
This is the opposite. Tosa says that.
Yeah, Tosa Rosh is going. Yeah, right.
Right, they are. Right.
It's different than what we said.
It seems like.
It's different than what we said. That Kim is different, and writing should work for Kim.
Rabbi Chan said, Amy P.A. it works. That's good. Amy P.A. it's good. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about it. Right. What? That's what it says over here. You can even write it. I once heard from Moshe Shapiro. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro once said he's Oimer Mitoich Haksav. Oimer Mitoich Haksav. What? What'd you say? Yeah. I'll call upon him. Rabbi Issa, let's get it clear. I would have thought, says the Tosafot Rosh, that there's a legitimate pshat according to Rabbah in this Mishnah. What's the pshat according to Rabbah? He's saying that Elaim. How does Elaim work? He'll write it. So why does the Mishnah say Kiyum Chasivas? Says that for the Lishma, then it's going to help the writing. For the Kiyum, it's not going to help the writing. Why is it going to be different, the Kiyum and the Lishma? Why was one help writing the last, says the Tosafot Rosh? Yeah, because Benegeya to the Lishma, we're really only worried about what Tosafot Rosh is going out. Laz. Laz is not such a big deal. He'll write it, it's okay. It'll be acceptable. It'll be acceptable for that. But for Kiyum, where it's a legitimate chshash, it's a real chshash, but it's a legitimate chshash midrabanan. It's a chshash, but a legitimate chshash midrabanan.
Not for a reason.
Therefore, you need to have a real Eidus. Therefore, you need to have a real Eidus. What was that?
No, the
Rosh was arguing. Now, Abayisai, I think that we have two different machlokesim here, Rashba and Tosafot Rosh, which are totally habaha. According to the Rashba, how seriously do we take the Eidus when we're talking about Eidus on Kiyum, according to the Rashba? He doesn't take it so seriously. The Haraya...
It's adding on, so it's not, there's no chiddush there.
V'horai, he says that what happens if pikeach v'nescharesh, and then there's a havamin that you would just say, forget it! What do you mean forget it? What about Kiyum? Forget it! It's not such a big deal. So the Rashba holds it's not such a big deal, Kiyum. So maybe the Rashba would hold, if you wanted to write your Kiyum, would it work?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the Teshita of the Ran. The Ran of Daftes says you can write your Kiyum also. But Tosafot Rosh holds no. Kiyum is major league. It's serious business. It's the Rabbanan, as there's a point out. It's the Rabbanan, but it's serious Eidus. So can you write your Kiyum? No. You have a Havamina that you don't need Kiyum? No. Therefore, the Tosafot Rosh has to have a different pshat. What's the Havamina fi Rova? What's the Chiddush? He says different than Gazrinan, Cherish, and Ischarish. Afterwards, Atu, Cherish, Meikara. This two machlokes.
But according to there still is laws in that case. No?
Which case?
In the case of Elaim, when he writes.
Okay, but it's a chashash de rabbanan. So, well, oh no, there won't be laws when he writes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's disproving the laws.
You said the whole reason according to the
Torah. Why can't he make the dike?
He can't talk. He can't make sure that the guy's not
going to
come.
Because he won't ask him. You mean?
Yeah.
He'll write.
More questions.
He'll write. He'll write. So sign. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So it comes out as follows. If I ask you a question. Can an Elaim be Mekayim a get? What would you say?
Yes.
Okay, so according to the Tosafot Rosh, can an Elaim be Mekayim a get?
No.
No. Why not?
Serious business.
Real Eidus. Real Eidus. An Elaim can't produce real Eidus. The Shaila is that the halacha is that you can do Kiyum Chsimas Bechsav. You can write your Kiyum on Chsimus. It doesn't have to be Baal Peh. Person can go into Eden, into Bezdin, and write his Kiyum Chsimus. So if Kiyum Chsimus can be done by Chsav, asks the Ktsois, then what's wrong with an Elaim? The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem Aleph Paskins, and Choshen Mishpah Reish Mem Aleph, that Kiyum Chsik Shtoris can happen mitoch HaChsav. You can Mekayim HaShtar mitoch HaChsav. And still the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Evin Ezer, in Evin Ezer says, Simon Peivav, I think, says that you that an Elaim can't bring a get because you can't say Fanach Tefan Enachtam. It's the choice. What's the problem with the Elaim not saying Fanach Tefan Enachtam? What will he do? He'll write it. So maybe he'll say that the reason why he says, the Shulchan Aruch says that Elaim can't do it is because he holds like the Tosafot Rosh. But then, but he's on the other hand. He says that you could do Kim Chasimus Mitoch Chasav. So what's going on? It's a steer in the Tosafot Rosh. It's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Is it clear again? What? So we'll see. Hold on. Again, it sounds like from the Tosafot Rosh that the problem here is an Elaim can't write, therefore you can't do Kim Chasimus, and you can't do Kim Chasimus Bechasav. But the halacha is you can do Kim Chasimus Bechasav. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. And what's the problem? Good. So let me say it. I want to say it in my lashon. Okay, Binyamin? As follows. This is really what the Ktsai says. Rabbi said there's different types of psulim. there's different types of psulim. There's a psul which is a psul in the edus. There's different types of psulim. There's a psul which is a psul in the edus, and then there's a psul which is a psul in the aid, in the gavra. There's a psul in the edus, and there's a psul in the gavra. What's an example of a psul in the gavra? Karev. Pasul. What's an example of a psul in the edus? Easy one would be aid me pi aid. I heard from someone else. I'm kosher edus. He's kosher edus. I can't say edus from him. Edus from him is not accepted. It's not admissible in court. Yesh lachkor zok the hilge ktsois. The psul of Elaim. Is the psul of Elaim a psul in the edus, or is it a psul in the aid? That the chetza, the Elaim is nishkin aid. I can't design an aid. Zok the ktsois. The pshat is as nishkin aid. It's not the pshat you can't accept as edus. Because even in a case when you'd say that kim shtaris can be done b'chsav, so the edus is okay for kim shtaris, it's good enough. Oh, but the Elam can't do it. Why not? Well, as this can aid. It's possible aidus. Is also pella. That's what Binyamin wanted to say. That's what someone over here was also saying. I don't remember who. Yeah, because the pasuk he says that the pasuk says asher yoimar or asher yagid pradli ilim. Someone that can say edus. You can't say edus. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says an ed has to be able to say edus. You can't say edus. You're not an ed. What?
Rabbeinu Tam.
So he brings Rabbeinu Tam. Akitzer, but the peril is as follows, Rabbi Yisai. When it comes to b'fonai nechtam. Fanenechtam. There's three differences between fanenechtam, and regular edus. What are they? Isha, baldovar, and yodati. Is the isha kosher leedus?
No.
Does she work for fanenechtam, fanenechtam?
Yes.
Is a baldovar kosher leedus?
No.
Is it work for fanenechtam, fanenechtam? So is an elan kosher leedus?
No.
So should he work for fanenechtam, fanenechtam?
Yes.
So why doesn't he work? He didn't solve anything. We said, oh, over here is puzzleitis, but by the fact, also puzzleitis works.
He's on a call that
puzzleitis
works by gay. It's the specific thing.
Why?
Because we have
the commission of this. Daf Kedisha Baldover.
Why?
Why Daf Kedisha Baldover? So the Pshat is the Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. The Pshat's like this. What? Shait doesn't have Das. It's a different story. It's a different story. He's not saying anything. A zok garnished. Khan doesn't have Das. They're not saying anything. And Isha has Das.
The problem is an Adus. They're not trusted.
Who?
Why?
No, Isha's not because she's not trusted.
What about a guy who's
possible Adus?
What about a guy who's possible Adus?
Yeah, also. Yeah. Yeah, Karim can say it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So why is the Elamite different? Ichchach the chilik is azay. The pshat is Isha is possible Adus. So what do we say? Apostle Eidos 4, but Fanechtam is going to be good. But let me give you but by Elaim, the pshat of that Elaim is Apostle Eidos. Elaim is Mufka von Eidos. Elaim is Bechlala Tshayach to the parish of Eidos. Vos is Eidos. Eidos is a person who's a Magid. He's not a Magid. He can't be an Eid. Let me explain. Is a Goy, can a Goy say Fanechtam? Why not? Apostle Eidos is okay? Because the guy is not an aid, not apostle aid, is nishkin aid. Why is an Elim not a good aid? What's the episode of Elim is not a good aid? What's the psul of Elim? The pshat of the Torah tells you an aid is a zogger. The someone who can't say is nishkin aid. So it's not that you can't be machshir in Elim, because he's not the pshat that he is a psul aidus. He's felt, he's lacking in the equipment necessary to say aidus. And Isha has the ability to say Eidus, but she's puzzle Eidus. A car has the ability to say Eidus, it's just puzzle. But by Elam, the Pshat is felt in what you need to say Eidus, as Nishkin Eid Bechlal. Therefore, you're not Machshim.
And same thing by a guy you need Kiyam also. And a guy would work as long as you have two Eidim that come in, right? We said that.
Yeah, but then
later on.
It's not, it's the yeah, same guy's thing, nothing to do with
guy
it.
Guy who's Mufka from Eidus, so it still works. It still works for the Bafani Nechta, but
yeah.
You still need Kiyam.
Our kopanim. Dos, Rabbi Yisai. So the Gemara now says it's a kasha on Rabba, and we have the kasha here. What does the Gemara answer? It says the Gemara. Hachamayeskinan la'achas shalamdu. It's talking about achas shalamdu. They already, the people in Chutzlaritz already figured it out. Either the problem was they didn't know, and now we got the system up better. Now they're learning, or they didn't accept it. Finally, they right. Tosfos said before, what does achas shalamdu mean? Achas shekiblu. They're makabi. Yach yachal nami. So then, why only if he, if it's achas shalamdu? So lishma is off the table. So even if he can, even if he can say funach the funach, he shouldn't have to anymore. Why let him just be mekayim mechasimus? It says the Gemara. Yeah, but we got a problem because we're afraid that maybe it's going to end up going back to that original situation. Which means the Gemara is assuming that if it's lamdu, then lishma is off the table. The whole takana of saying b'fanach b'fanach is off the table. Frekta achroina makasha. Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman in the Sefer Ayelas HaShachar es kasha. So zayin gezunten stark. Yes, as follows. A klal you have to know about takanas. And he says, when Chacham make a takana, even if the reason for the takana is not around anymore, the takana is in place. The takana exists. Once they put it there, it's there. And someone is going to have to remove it. Even if the takana doesn't, the reason for the takana is no longer valid. Who can remove a takana? Beznet gadol mimenu bechachma ubeminyan. So, what does that mean? I hachi. I feel yachal nami. What do you need that for? Where did the takana go? There's a takana. You have to say b'fanach b'fanach. Where did the takana go? Oh, they lamdu. So what? You need someone to be mevatel it. So says the Rabban Leib, it must be the Gemara means to say that came a Bezdin afterwards and was going to be Mevatelin, which is a very big Kiddush. How often do you find a Bezdin in a future generation that's bigger than a Bezdin in the previous generation? It doesn't happen. We usually are familiar with a concept called Yiridus Hadoyrus. Yiridus Hadoyrus is usually what happens. It's very rare. There's the Nesek Kalim on the Rambam speak about, we're going to speak about it later on Sunday, about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was a particular situation where he was like bigger than his previous generation. He was bigger. But it doesn't happen usually. It's not so often that you have. So the Gemara over here just kind of like said that, Achas Shalamdu, and the second generation was bigger than the one before it, and they're Mavadas. Nishposhet. That's the question that Elsa Shachar speaks about over here, because Avram speaks about the Kasha over here, to understand what's the nature of this Takana. Were they Mavatalit? Did they have to be Mavatalit? So Elsa Shachar is saying, we're going to Zetzain on Kimta, then there was a Bezdin, there was Gadol from the first Bezdin, was a Mavatalit. I'll have to see if we can come up with other answers, but we'll do that on Sunday. I'd like to leave you just with a thought on this week's parasha, if I could. The pasuk says in the beginning of this week's parasha that Yaakov Avinu, his health is failing, and the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yosef, hinei avicha choile." Your father is sick, and the pasuk clearly means that the situation became something dire. It was an emergency. As Menashe ves Ephraim, he took his two sons with him. Menashe and Ephraim came with him. He went to Yaakov Avinu. Vayagid leYaakov vayomer hinei bincha b'Yosef va'alecha Yosef's here. Vayomer Yaakov al Yosef, he stopped speaking to him. Va'ato shnei vanecha nodim lecha b'eretz Mitzrayim ad bilecha Mitzrayim lim heim. Your two sons, they're like mine. Pasuk continues. Vayar Yisrael b'nei Yosef vayomer mi ela. Yisrael sees the sons of Yosef and says, who's that? These are my children. Bring them here. I want to give them a bracha. The Kilis Yankif brings a pshat. It's Derech Drush, but he brings a pshat. And what's going on over here? You remember this pshat?
Past 2 years.
He brings a pshat. Certain words you have to say. You see, they remember them. He brings a pshat. He says, "What do you mean? Who are they? These are his, He's been this past, in the past almost 2 decades, he's been busy with the Menashe and Ephraim. And he just said in the previous pasuk, it says, Abanim, Shnei Banach, Anonu Lechem Eretz Mitzrayim, Liheim. Who are these two boys? Well, what's the question? Says the Kilas Yankov, he says the Pshat as follows. Everyone lived in Goshen, except for Yosef. Yosef lived over there in Mitzrayim, and he was busy with the Egyptians, and he was busy with all this stuff. And his kids went to school, like, with the Egyptians and everything. So, you know, when they came to Goshen, so of course, they put on, you know, their levush, like a way that you expect people that that are living around Yaakov and the Shvatim, the way they would dress, you know, in his button-down shirt and his dress pants and the whole thing, and they came. But when they were in school, they probably dressed like Egyptians, you know, with all the Egyptian, the whole shtickle. Now, Yaakov always saw them when they came, and they, you know, dressed like they were just in front of their father. But over here, what happened was, Yaakov was sick, it became an emergency, so Yosef quickly pulled them out of school. And he brought them to Yaakov, and they looked totally different, all for pits in the fancy clothing and the guns of mice. And Yaakov says, "Who's this?" He says, "Those are my children." He says, "Azay, kochem no alay vavorachim. I better give them a bracha before I go." This is what they're doing. They're going out over there. They're dressing like the Egyptians when they go out on the streets. Kochem no alay vavorachim. I heard a vart. It is cute. I heard a vart from Rabbi Saul Reisman. He said here, he said, I wish I could make a rule that in yeshivas, everyone wears colored shirts. Why? Not because I'm against white shirts. But I'm against people that when they leave yeshivas, all of a sudden, they like drop the garb. Ich bin nicht kein yeshiva bacher anymore. Now I'm going to be like, and that's over. That's like history. It's like, we come back to like reminisce about once upon a time when I was like shaykh to yeshiva. He said, that shouldn't be that way. So you walk out of yeshiva, you're still shaykh to the yeshiva. You still have to dress like yeshiva bacher. You have to walk like yeshiva bacher. Nothing changed. Person it does that, he's constantly reminding himself wherever he is that he's in Shiva. And that's what happens. Klal Yisrael stayed through the Shiva because Loshinas Malbusham, the Shainam, and Shmaisam. We didn't change the way we dressed. We didn't change the way we talked. We didn't change anything about ourselves. We kept our identity. It's not like we have this like bipolar or schizophrenia where we're like during the day we're yeshiva bachurim and at night or during the zman we're yeshiva bachurim or during the week and during the weekend. It doesn't change. Everywhere a person goes, he has to go as a yeshiva bachur. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Wow. Yeah.